Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread Halverson with your MI Farm Brief for Monday, August 10, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 81 degrees, patchy fog then mostly sunny. Tonight, a low near 64 degrees, areas of fog. Now for Cal's market read. Overnight, corn added about 25 cents, and beans added about 28 cents. Recent trend, over the last 5 sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why corn and beans firmed overnight, and honestly our headlines do not point to one clean cause. The two likeliest are the wet, potentially severe storm stretch flagged in the Ohio Ag Weather Forecast from Ohio Country Journal, which can stir weather worry across the eastern belt, and plain positioning with no USDA report due on the calendar. Treat this as our read, not certainty, and watch the cash bids near you. Stocks are steady going into the open, S&P futures close to flat. A calm Wall Street is what your banker likes to see. It keeps the rate and input cost backdrop behind your operating note quiet for another day. Now, here is what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Upcoming Governor's Charity Steer Show highlights Iowa's cattle industry. On August 15 at the Iowa State Fair, Governor Kim Reynolds hosts the Governor's Charity Steer Show, where 25 teams pair local youth with celebrity showmen, and every dollar goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Iowa. Since 1983 the show has raised more than $6 million, and last year alone it set a record with over $569,000 through donations, sponsorships, and a steer auction. That money supports three houses in Des Moines, Iowa City, and Sioux City that have given a home away from home to more than 55,000 families of seriously ill children, including families from all 99 Iowa counties. This year's lineup is a who's who of Iowa, with Lieutenant Governor Chris Gerhardt Cornwallier, Farm Bureau President Brent Johnson, Ag Secretary Mike Naig, NCBA President Gene Copenhaver, and even content creator Farmer Fran stepping into the ring for a good cause. Story 2. Agricultural leaders celebrated at FarmFest. Meg Moynihan, a senior advisor at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture who runs a 170-acre organic dairy with a 70-head herd, was named the 2026 FarmFest Woman Farmer of the Year, when her farm lost its organic milk buyer in 2016 and her husband took an out-of-state trucking job. She managed alone and lived through the anxiety, depression, and isolation that many farmers hide. So she built the Minnesota Farm and Rural Helpline, a free 24/7 line, funded three farm mental health specialists, and led a farm suicide prevention campaign. Commissioner Tom Peterson praised her for showing up and working alongside farmers, while FarmFest also honored farm families from all 87 counties through the University of Minnesota program that has recognized more than 1,500 families since 1979. Governor Tim Walz even declared August 6 as Farm Family Recognition Day, a reminder that the folks feeding the region are getting real support for the quiet pressures they carry. Story 3. Easy-to-find Farm Bureau at the State Fair. Indiana Farm Bureau has a huge footprint at the Indiana State Fair, sponsoring youth livestock events and running the air-conditioned Fall Creek Pavilion. The main draw is the 4-day Taste from Indiana Farms event, which pulls in more than 10,000 visitors to sample foods from popcorn to fresh blueberries across 10 commodity stations, running Thursday, August 13 through Sunday, August 16 from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. This year ties into the International Year of the Woman Farmer, so Chief Operating Officer Megan Ritter says every commodity station will feature a female farmer. It matters because INFB, active in all 92 Indiana counties, uses these events to back 4-H exhibitors and grow the next generation of farm leaders who want a real voice in agriculture. Story 4. Ohio Ag Weather and Forecast. August 10, 2026. Ohio farmers should brace for a soggy stretch, with showers and storms hitting somewhere in the state every single day this week and combined totals reaching 100% coverage. The strongest, potentially severe storms line up for today and tomorrow, ease off midweek, then fire back up Friday and Saturday, so watch for damaging winds along the way. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches are likely statewide, with locally higher amounts wherever the fiercest storms park, and yesterday some western cells dumped over an inch an hour. After a brief Sunday break and a dry Monday and Tuesday, more storms return next Wednesday, though forecasters see this wet pattern finally tapering off near the week of the 24th. Story 5. Indiana Ag Leaders Press Governor Braun on ADDL funding, global trade during State Fair Ag Roundtable. At the 2026 Indiana State Fair, a coalition of farm groups cornered Governor Mike Braun inside the Normandy barn to demand action on animal health and trade. Their top ask is a $120 million investment to build a new animal disease diagnostic laboratory at Purdue in West Lafayette, plus upgrades to the backup lab in Dubois County. Since Braun admitted most facilities are already 30 to 40 years old and outdated against threats like avian flu and screwworm, farmers also pressed him on closed foreign markets and a trade deficit pegged near $1 trillion a year, with Braun vowing to keep prying open export doors. With groups from the Corn Growers, Soybean Alliance, and Farm Bureau all at the table, the real test comes when lawmakers write the next state budget and decide whether these worries actually get funded. Story 6. Sale of Champions raises $396,500 to close out 2026 Ohio State Fair. The sale of Champions capped the fair by raising $396,500 for Ohio's top junior livestock exhibitors, with $270,500 going to the Virgil L. Strickler Youth Reserve Program, which has now given more than $5.2 million to over 46,473 youth since 1995. Steve R. Roush, Incorporated paid $55,000 apiece for both the Grand Champion Market Beef, shown by Reese Toller of Gallia County, and the Reserve Grand Champion, shown by Addie Wilson of Harrison County. A brand new Reserve Grand Champion Market Turkey category debuted, with Olivia Kinney of Logan County selling her bird for $15,000, and siblings swept the poultry barn as the Kinney and Genter families claimed both turkey and meat chicken top honors. Two goat champions, Briley Ashcraft of Athens County and three-time winner Jada Scheuer of Logan County, closed out their final junior show careers, a reminder of the months of work and youth investment that keep the next generation of Ohio agriculture growing. Story 7. Canning, Freezing and Coping. Colleen Stajenga, a licensed social worker who runs Embracing Change Counseling Services and focuses on mental health for farmers and ag families, uses memories of her mother's kitchen to talk about how routine and hard work help people cope. She recalls the seasonal rhythm of preserving food, peaches peeled and frozen before the juice browned, corn blanched and cut in golden piles, pickles cooling in brine, beets turning the kitchen sunset red, and the dreaded chore of butchering chickens. She ties that in with the old farm habit of three square meals and a big snack each day, dinner served at noon, painting a picture of a way of life built on structure and shared labor. The piece runs alongside FarmFest notes, including a step back in time at the nearby Gilfillan Estate and word that the 2026 FarmFest Women Farmer of the Year has been narrowed from five finalists to one winner, and Stajenga can be reached at 605-306-6383, or Colleen, at embracingchangex.com. Story 8. Tupac Shakur murder suspect takes center stage at trial nearly 30 years after shooting shocked music world. Dwayne Kefti Davis, 63, goes on trial Monday in Las Vegas as the only person ever charged in the 1996 killing of rap legend Tupac Shakur, and he has pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors do not say Davis pulled the trigger, but claim he helped plan the drive-by and supplied the gun after a fight earlier that night at the MGM Grand involving his nephew, Orlando Baby Lane Anderson. Much of the case rests on Davis himself, who admitted riding in the white Cadillac that opened fire and bragged about the killing in interviews and his 2019 memoir. Statements a judge will now allow as evidence over his lawyer's objections that he exaggerated to cash in. It matters because Shakur, dead at 25 after selling more than 75 million records with hits like Dear Mama and California Love, remains one of music's biggest unsolved mysteries. And this four-week trial is the first real chance at answers nearly 30 years later. Story 9. Woman and baby die after boat capsized in New York Harbor. A boating outing near the Statue of Liberty turned deadly when a vessel overturned in New York Harbor, prompting an urgent NYPD response. Rescue crews pulled 12 people safely from the water, but a 27-year-old woman and a 5-month-old baby girl did not make it. WNBC's Jessica Cunnington filed the report for Sunday Today as police continue working the scene. It is a sobering reminder that even routine time on the water can turn dangerous in an instant, and that life jackets and caution matter for anyone near open water. Story 10. Trump says Will Scharf will replace David Warrington as White House counsel in September. Will Scharf, the 40-year-old White House staff secretary and a longtime Trump ally, is being promoted to White House counsel in September, replacing David Warrington. Trump praised Scharf as tough and smart, noting he clerked for two federal appeals judges, prosecuted cases, and studied at Princeton and Harvard Law before representing Trump at the Supreme Court. Scharf has been the man who hands Trump executive orders to sign, and he also led the commission overseeing the new White House ballroom plans and a planned triumphal arch near the Memorial Bridge in Washington. Notably, a New York Times report last month revealed Scharf privately warned against suspending habeas corpus for illegal immigrants, a policy pushed by Stephen Miller. While Chief of Staff Susie Wiles credited the counsel's office with 24 Supreme Court wins and 54 judicial confirmations. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The forecaster on TV said sunny. The farmer's knee said rain. The corn agreed with the knee. Here is Cal's quiz. The 1924 International Harvester Farmall introduced what feature critical to row crop farming? A. Diesel engine. B. Hydraulic three-point hitch. C. High clearance with narrow front for cultivating. D. Rubber tires. And the answer, high clearance with a narrow front for cultivating between rows. The Farmall replaced the last of the team of horses cultivating work on Midwest corn farms, and by 1940 was the best-selling tractor in America. Source: Smithsonian National Museum of American History Agricultural Collection. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Farm AI ride along this morning.